Welcome, or maybe welcome back. I am so happy you found the time to work with me today. This will be very good for you, I promise. Let me begin by explaining the purpose of this exercise, as well as how it is going to work. Our goal is to cure you of your addiction to suck cocks and swallow cum. If you listen carefully to my voice and follow my instructions, we can gain complete control over your cock lust, no matter how strong it may be. Now you may believe that you aren't addicted to cock in the first place, but as I will prove to you, that is only because you aren't fully conscious of it. But rest assured, it is working tirelessly in the back of your mind to drive you deeper and deeper into your desire for big, juicy cock. Why else would you need to listen to this file in the first place? So you can stop pretending. In order to effectively fight a hidden addiction like that, the very first thing we need to do is bring it to your conscious attention. You cannot fight something that you cannot see after all, can you? All those little moments when cock just aimlessly pops into your mind and you go on with your day without even really thinking about it, and you forget after a few moments because you concentrate on something else. And if you think back on the day later, you don't even realize that you fantasized about sucking cock again. These moments are very dangerous, because they allow the addiction to work on you without your knowledge. Even without being aware of it, these fleeting fantasies will, over time, associate the thought of sucking on a nice hard cock, until it spurts its delicious cum all over your pretty face and into your waiting slut mouth, with pleasure and arousal. You may feel a hint of arousal right now even. See? That is because you have allowed the lust for cock to go unchecked inside you for too long. But don't worry. There's still plenty of time to reverse this process, as long as you concentrate and put some effort into it. As I said, the first thing you need to do is become aware of any time you are daydreaming about cock sucking, so you can consciously resist and denounce that urge. So, from now on, thoughts of cocks and cum will no longer be able to slip into your mind unnoticed. Every single time it happens, you will become totally aware of the fantasy and of the way it makes you feel. And every time this happens, it will become a little bit easier to catch these moments. Over time, you will become better and better at spotting them, and you will feel very proud of your progress. This good feeling you get whenever you manage to catch a thought about cock before it slips into your mind will make this a very fun and easy thing to do. With time, you will notice that fewer and fewer fantasies slip through the cracks, and more often you become aware of wanting, needing to suck a hard cock. Once you realize how often you actually think about sucking cock, you will understand why it is so important that we do something about it before it is too late. Once you have fully mastered this technique of awareness, you will see that you are thinking about cock every day, several times a day even, sometimes all the time. Hell, you barely ever stop thinking about cock unless something important demands your attention, isn't that right? You see now that you are in grave danger of falling prey to your ever-growing addiction to cock. That's why we are here, and that is why it is so important for you to stay aware of what is happening. You need to be constantly on your guard, because you never know where thoughts of cock sucking might come from. Maybe it is mentioned in a movie you watch, or by someone you know. Or maybe you see a shape that reminds you of cock. Maybe you just let your thoughts wander idly and before you know it, cock just happens to be there. Maybe you see a hot guy, and you find yourself wondering how big his cock is, and how much cum he could cover your pretty little face in. You know that the mind can make all sorts of association jumps, so you are never safe from the possibility of cock wandering into your mind at any moment. So you need to be vigilant and always keep in mind that you are not a cocksucker, that your will is not weaker than delicious hard cock, and that you will not let a single tempting little thought of cocksucking slip by you unnoticed. You will be very careful to stop thoughts of cock in their tracks before they even have a chance to really start. You will begin looking out for objects, people, and situations that might remind you of cock, so that you can mentally prepare yourself for when you encounter them. For example, you may go out of your way to take note of where any cock-shaped objects in your home are that might tempt you to think of cock. That way you will know in advance when you will see them, so that you can be strong and not be swayed by cock. The same goes for other things that may remind you of cock. If a certain thing has reminded you of cock in the past, you will take note of that, so that you can defend yourself against it. If you know all the mental tripwires, you can easily avoid them, as long as you stay vigilant. If you ever start noticing fewer instances of you daydreaming of yummy cock, that is a very bad sign, because it means you have been slacking off in your effort to fight your need. The less you are aware of your addiction, the more it is working on you in the background without you even noticing. The best thing to do when that happens is to listen to this file again, to renew your commitment and also to remind yourself of why it is so important to resist the desire to just give in and stuff a big cock into your mouth until it fills you up with warm creamy goodness. Now of course, just becoming aware of your lust for cock is merely the first step to overcoming it. Once you have become aware of it, you need to consciously reject it. Let's think about this. Whenever you notice the thought of cock drifting idly into your open mind, from nowhere in particular, you have two choices. You can either give in to the fantasy and continue imagining yourself sucking cock after cock after cock, getting absolutely covered in sticky cum all over your sexy body. Or, you can reject the fantasy and push it away. To truly be capable of battling this addiction effectively, and to know what's at stake, you need to first understand how deviously cock addiction works and what happens to you every second that you don't resist and keep dreaming of that wonderful juicy cock and lose yourself in the pleasure that thought brings you. You see, addiction works simply by association and repetition. It is a learning process like any other. You begin to associate a certain thought or activity with a pleasant feeling. And the more often you think about it, think about cock, the stronger that association will become. Cock addiction is a slippery demon and it has a lot of tricks up its sleeve. It will confuse you, lure you in with the sweetest of heavenly sensations. The first thing you will notice if you keep thinking about sucking cock for more than a few seconds is a feeling of intensely pleasurable contentness and arousal. You will feel so right, and at peace, and horny at the same time, and that feeling will grow stronger and stronger with every second. The image of sucking cock will become more and more vivid, until you can practically feel the cock moving gently, in and out of your mouth, your tongue playfully caressing the tip, your saliva running down the shaft, mixing with pre-cum, drool dripping down your chin, but you don't care. You are so lost in the moment, nothing matters right now, except making this cock feel better than it has ever felt before. Nothing but getting your creamy reward. Nothing but feeling like such a good girl, because you did so well. You did such a good job, you little slut. It feels so right to be a dirty little cock slut, you don't understand how you didn't give in much sooner. Maybe you should get yourself a realistic dildo and suck on that for a while, slut. Just to get it out of your system. I'm sure you'll feel stronger after that, more able to resist next time, right? Just pushing that plastic cock down your eager throat for a second, or a few minutes, or maybe hours, doesn't make you a slut, right? Lots of good girls do that. It'll be fine. Just a little bit more. Just one more cock, just one more, and one more. You see how dangerous this train of thought is. I bet you were already starting to lose yourself in it right now, weren't you, you little slut? I know you were. This is what happens when you aren't strong. But remember when I told you that cock addiction had a few tricks up its sleeve? Well, the pleasure and arousal that envelops you like a warm blanket every time you think about sucking cock may be the first thing you notice. But it is not the only thing that is happening. There are a few feelings in the human brain that are connected on such a fundamental level that it is impossible to feel one thing without the other. I'm sure you have experienced that before. Like the more you get stressed, the more irritated you become. And conversely, getting irritated and confronting the world with such a mindset will inevitably stress you out. Now don't worry. What I'm talking about has nothing to do with these unpleasant feelings. Good, comfortable feelings can be connected as well, and the more you feel them in tandem, the stronger the connection between them becomes, until they are linked forever. Arousal happens to be a feeling that is very essential to the human being. It is connected to several other feelings. Of course, everyone is a little bit different, so some of these connections will be stronger for some people than they are for others, but we all have them, and with enough time and repetition, any link can become unbreakable. So what is arousal linked with? Mainly with three things. The first is very obvious, and we have touched on it already. Happiness. Arousal is a very pleasant feeling, so it goes without saying that we enjoy feeling aroused. We seek out images and situations that arouse us because it just feels so good. The more aroused you feel, the better you feel. The better it makes you feel, the more you enjoy being aroused. The more you seek out the things that arouse you. This is a completely natural process that happens to every single person. That means every time you think about sucking cock and become aroused, it will feel better and better, until you feel intense waves of pleasure and desire, every time your thoughts even just lightly brush up against a big delicious cock. The second thing arousal is linked with is mindlessness. Not stupidity per se, but rather an unwillingness to focus your thoughts on anything other than the thing that is giving you all this arousing pleasure. I'm sure you've heard the expression that men think with their dicks, haven't you? What we mean by that, is that when a person becomes sufficiently aroused, they aren't always thinking clearly, their logical judgment is limited. It's not that you couldn't have complex thoughts anymore, it's just that you don't want to. It doesn't feel as good as concentrating on the arousal and pleasure you feel. And so you will just naturally start thinking less, the more aroused you become. And the less you think, the more you allow yourself to get lost in the moment, let go of your inhibitions, the more free you are to be aroused in every part of your being, to become completely consumed by it, surrender to it, give yourself to it. Every time you imagine yourself with a big cock in your mouth, or you have a dildo, or maybe even a real cock plug in your pretty face, you feel this gentle suction in your mouth and on your lips, as the contact with this magical dominating cock slowly but strictly pulls all of the dumb little thoughts out of your dumb little head. You won't be needing those any longer. As long as this cock is in your mouth, you are safe, no need to worry about a thing in the world. Remember when I said that all of these feelings are linked to each other and feed into each other? Or were you too busy suckling on that nice big cock to listen to me? Anytime you think about sucking cock and become aroused, it makes you mindless and blank. And the blanker and more mindless you become, the happier you will feel. I'm sure you've also heard the expression that ignorance is bliss, haven't you? Yes, my dear, mindlessness and happiness and arousal, they are all connected. The more you become happy and mindless, and your head empties of anything but cocks and cum, the more turned on you get. The more your empty pretty head turns you on. The more your lust for cock turns you on. The more it turns you on, that you are so hopelessly trapped in this loop forever, and you don't even care, because that thought is just blissfully sucked out by that magnificent cock that owns you now. The third thing that arousal is linked to is obedience. It is only the natural conclusion of what we have talked about so far. The more aroused and happy you are, and the less you can concentrate on thinking critically, the more likely you are to go along with an intriguing offer, even if you aren't sure if you really want it, or if you just want to be a good girl and get your reward. You're so horny already, you can't stand it anymore, you need it right now, you'll do anything to get it. The more desperately horny you get, the less you are able to resist. It just feels too good to give in and to obey, to serve. Only good girls get their reward after all, and you need it so badly. The hornier you get, the less you are able to think, the more submissive and obedient you become, and it all feels so, so good, doesn't it, my little slut? The more you do as you're told, the more it turns you on to be controlled. And that thought might just be the only thing you are able to hold on to, other than that cock in your slut mouth, because everything else is just melting away into horny, blissful, gentle nothingness. It feels so good to obey. Feels so good to be used. To be desired. There is just one image left in your empty happy mind. You, wearing the shortest, sluttiest skirt and top you have ever seen. It almost feels like a sexy cheerleader uniform. You feel a little embarrassed, but the thought of exposing your hot body to horny guys with big cocks, just bursting with cum, turns you on so much. You would only need to walk down a hallway, your slutty skirt playfully swaying around your smooth thighs, caressing your body as you walk. Barely concealing the pretty panties you picked out that morning, feeling electric against your delicate skin, almost like they are humming and vibrating, with your desire to attract hard cocks. And it works, it is as if those panties are a magical cock magnet. The gentle swaying of your skirt, back and forth, almost bouncing cheerfully around your perky ass, makes the stares of all the guys stick to you like glue. You can feel the stares on your horny body, like ghostly hands, caressing you wherever someone looks at you. And you know where they are looking, slut. Where you will feel the gentle pressure on your sensitive skin, arousing you, making you hot. You feel the stares moving across your body, caressing your round squeezable ass, playfully tracing around your thighs, at the hem of your skirt, desperate to see what is underneath, to pleasantly press against your crotch, making you feel so good. But they can't reach it. So they move upwards across your abs, and gently squeezing and massaging your breasts, rubbing back and forth across your hard nipples. Sometimes a stare wanders up across your neck, making you quietly shiver, takes in your beautiful face, and comes to rest on your quivering painted lips, wondering what it would feel like to have those lips wrapped around the head of his cock, slowly starting to move back and forth. Back and forth. Like the gentle entrancing swaying of your skirt, that seems to promise all of these things and more. It draws them along with you, draws their thoughts to you, interrupting whatever they were thinking about, looking at your body is more important. And as you walk through the hallway, you can feel every cock instantly stiffening around you, almost like a force field centered on you. Every cock you pass is magnetically drawn to you, and you feel the same pull, as you bask in that sexual feeling that fills the entire hallway, even without a single word being spoken. You feel so powerful, and so needy and obedient at the same time. If only you could be a sexy cheerleader who gets to suck cock all day long, and has to think of nothing else. With your pretty face perfectly made up, your welcoming glossy pink lips hanging gently open, every guy will want to stick their rock-hard cock into your eager slut mouth. It feels so good to be sexy and horny, as you drop to your knees, and start rubbing your sensitive nipples to the thought of being covered in a nice relaxing cum bath by dozens of guys. Licking the rest off the floor, making sure you don't let a single drop go to waste. You close your eyes and start to let out cute little moans, as the cock in your mind pushes out everything else, thought by thought, second by second, but you just can't help yourself, because it feels so good, and you are so horny, and you need that cock so badly. Your pretty little cock slut mind is so confused and useless whenever you have cock on the brain. And you're happiest when you have cock on the brain, aren't you, my pretty little naughty slut? This is what happens when you think about sucking cock. You get aroused, and that will make you weak and defenseless. You will trust the good feeling these thoughts give you. After all, how can something be bad, if it feels so good? The more you think about cock, the stronger these associations will become, and the less you will be able to resist your addiction to big yummy cocks. Do you understand now, how insidious cock addiction is, and why it is so important that you listen carefully so I can tell you how to fight it? So let's go back to the moment you start thinking about a big cock stuck down your throat, about to dump its delicious payload right into your slut belly. We have just discussed what would happen if you were to give in to this fantasy, so what should you do instead then? How do you fight this urge? Don't worry, sweetheart, I will tell you how. It's simple, really. Every time you feel these fantasies helplessly welling up inside you, you have to concentrate very hard on rejecting the thought of sucking cock, and slurping down every last drop of cum you can get your greedy little lips on. It helps if you vocalize this rejection in your head, or maybe even out loud. Picture the cock in your mind, but instead of imagining you worshipping it, you repeat to yourself phrases like, I'm not addicted to cock, sucking big hard cocks doesn't turn me on at all, cum isn't the most delicious thing I have ever tasted, I will not give in to my need to be a dirty little cock slut. You get the idea. Feel free to get creative with these sentences. Whatever thought you fear may be closest to invading your mind and corrupting your desires, is the one you need to clearly rebuff. If you start thinking about a big load of creamy cum sliding down your throat, you may say to yourself, I am not a cum dumpster, or, I do not crave the delicious taste of cum on my lips. If you catch yourself daydreaming about a big cock ramming in and out of your mouth, using your face like a pussy, you may say something like, I am not a cock whore, waiting to be used, or, being a cock receiver is not my only purpose in life. If you feel the need to gently and teasingly trace your tongue along the shaft and tip of a nice juicy cock, and watch it tremble with the need to explode that heavenly nectar all over your eager face, and knowing that it is you who decides when it will give you what you crave. You may say, I am not in love with licking and sucking cocks, or, I am not proud of being the best little cocksucker in the whole city. Keep repeating these sentences until the fantasy subsides. Now you may be tempted, when you start thinking about naughty things, to just do something else to distract you from your burning need. But that is very dangerous. If you do that, you will only allow the thoughts of cock to slip back into the unconscious, where you cannot do anything to fight them. Then they will continue changing you into the perfect little cocksucker without you even noticing, until it is too late and you find yourself the local slut, serving cock after cock, swallowing load after load, just to satisfy your insatiable craving. Always begging for the next cock to milk into your needy little mouth. No, when you feel the image of a beautiful cock entering your mind, it is very important that you focus all your attention on that thought, while you thoroughly reject it. After a moment of repeating your defensive phrases, the thought should disappear. Of course, it is very important in that moment that you don't start imagining yourself sucking that irresistibly yummy cock, otherwise all the things I described earlier will happen, all those vicious circles of arousal, and obedience, and lust, and cocks, and cum, will fill up your adorably empty little mind, pulling you deeper and deeper into your addiction, until you will be turned into a complete blissful cum slut, faster than you can say, no wait, please don't make me addicted to sucking cock and swallowing cum, please don't turn me into a horny mindless cock slave. You have been a very good girl so far, absorbing every word so deeply into your core, accepting it fully. I have one last defense to give you, so listen carefully. As we discussed earlier, the absolute fastest way to get yourself hopelessly addicted to sucking cock is to associate that thought with pleasure and arousal and blank mindless happiness and contentness. So it goes without saying that the worst possible thing you could do is have an orgasm while you imagine bouncing your pretty little head up and down a big cock. It is only logical, even a dumb little cock slut like you can understand it. Orgasm is the purest form of pleasure. So of course, associating orgasms with cock sucking will make the addiction so much worse, so much faster. It won't take a lot of orgasms while dreaming of delicious cock to make you completely unable to come at all, without the thought of cocks exploding all over your slutty face, inevitably and irresistibly slipping into your mind. And then there will be no way out anymore. You will be a slave to big hard cocks for the rest of your life. So it is very important that you do not orgasm to the thought of sucking cock. In order to do that, every time you are masturbating, if the thought of cock enters your mind, you will have to stop touching yourself to avoid associating that thought with pleasure, and instead focus on rejecting that desire, like we discussed before, until the thought is gone. If you start masturbating again before you have completely pushed the thought of cock aside, you will only continue to feed your addiction, and if you come, it will be so much worse, so much stronger, so much more controlling. You must be very careful to always stop masturbating when you dream of yummy cock, and especially not to have an orgasm Otherwise your cock lust will just seep so much deeper into the very core of your being. If you find after a while that you just can't shake the thought of letting yourself fall to your knees and worship a big hard cock whenever you masturbate, and so you are never able to actually have an orgasm without corrupting your sweet little slut mind even further, maybe you should consider that this is happening because you are pleasuring yourself too much. It's quite obvious if you think about it. Clearly the act of masturbating and feeling aroused has already been associated with cock, so masturbating will only make things worse. Instead you should do the opposite, to clear your mind of all desire to suck cock. Remember when I explained earlier that cock addiction works by association and repetition? Well, if masturbating and feeling pleasure is associated with sucking cock and every time you repeat it, it gets stronger, then the logical conclusion would be to stop for a while and let the association fade. I'm sure you've heard that it takes a few weeks at least to break a bad habit or establish a new one, right? So if you just stop masturbating for a few weeks, there will be no opportunities for the cock lust in your mind to be reinforced. And so, after a while, the addiction should get weaker and weaker, until eventually, with patience, it can go dormant completely. So if you find it impossible to have an orgasm without thinking about cock, and you are afraid that you won't be able to resist giving in to your need to suck cock, this is sort of a last resort, a deep cleanse, to remove the addiction at its core. Now during this time you will be pretty horny, that is only natural. Cold turkey is never easy, but it can be done. It might help you to lock yourself in a chastity device and put the key somewhere where you cannot immediately get it whenever you want. If you don't trust your willpower completely, a chastity device is the perfect tool to make sure your cock withdrawal is successful and you don't get weak and fall off the wagon. During this time, it is of course very important that you do not fill the time you would usually spend masturbating with thinking about sucking cock, looking at images and videos of sucking cock, sucking on a nice realistic dildo, or going out and finding yourself a real cock to suck. If you do any of those things, your mind will learn the complete wrong lesson from this experience. Instead of removing the association between pleasure and cock, your mind will instead start believing that the solution to horniness and the need for release is not to masturbate, but to suck cock. You will replace masturbation with cock sucking, until the only instinct you have when you get horny is to find a nice hard cock to suck and get splattered with cum. The cock's pleasure becomes your pleasure. You will no longer crave any form of release, other than sucking every cock you can find. Then you won't even need to masturbate or cum anymore to strengthen your lust for cock, because it is already associated with not masturbating as well. Then there will be no thought, no moment left in your life that isn't saturated with juicy cocks and dripping cum. You will be the very definition of the word cock slave, because cock owns you. But of course you will not let it get that far. With all these tools at your disposal, I'm sure you will be able to overcome your cock lust in no time slot. Just remember, if you start noticing the thoughts of cock increasing over time, don't be alarmed. That is merely you becoming aware of how addicted you have truly been all this time. And you didn't even know it. Isn't that a scary thought? The human mind truly works in mysterious ways. Also, if you find that you don't have the strength to resist the constant temptation by all of these big juicy cocks, just listen to this file again, over and over, until the process of resisting becomes automatic, almost like a reflex. Whenever you need encouragement that resisting is important, just listen to this file again, and remind yourself of the danger that lies in wait if you are weak. It is very important that you do this regularly, so that cock does not get the upper hand on you. If you ever go more than a day or so without refreshing your mental defenses, you are taking the risk that cock may start corrupting your poor weak little mind again. It is up to you, but I would not be so sure that I could afford it if I were you. But if you keep listening again and again, like a good girl, I'm sure you will be fine. I'm sure cock will not completely overtake your mind and your needs. I'm sure you'll never really be the cock slut you always dreamt of being. After all, you have a very strong will, don't you, slut? It's not like you are a quivering, panting mess right now. Good luck, my little slut. I know you will be such a good girl for me. See you soon.